The Homeland Security Defending Against Radical Islam Forum was an unofficial meeting led by State Representative Kyle Biederman, a freshman Republican from Fredericksburg. Biederman told the Houston Chronicle he was meeting with other like-minded House Republicans so they could gather information for a bill that he plans to file. Biederman says the legislation will call for measures to protect against Islamic terrorism in Texas. He doesn't say what those measures are.
This is all about finding out the threat of Islamic radical terrorism in the state of Texas. As we see what's going on the national level, our president is putting it at the forefront of his agenda.
Biederman says he doesn't object to the Islamic religion. He believes the problem is with radical groups that infiltrate the religion and recruit followers to commit acts of terror.
The big takeaway today is the peacefulness of being able to talk about these issues and not make it a religious battle or fight.
But prior to Thursday's meeting, Biederman sent a survey to some Muslim organizations in Texas with questions like whether they supported efforts to label groups like the Muslim Brotherhood a terror organization and a pledge not to harm former Muslims living in Texas. In response, House Speaker Joe Strauss said it was wrong for Biederman and others to single out any group based on religion. The Council for American Islamic Relations, or CARE, said the survey was nothing more than an oath of allegiance. Sirwat Hussain is the president of CARE of San Antonio.
Today's hearing was a waste of time. Biederman can attend the issues, the serious issues of our state. This is nothing else but fear-mongering.
President Donald Trump says he plans to sign an executive order that halts the U.S.-Syrian refugee program and bans Muslims from entering the United States if they're from specific countries tied to terrorism. Hussain says similar rhetoric from some Texas lawmakers has many San Antonio Muslims living in fear. They worry that if they visit relatives abroad, they won't be allowed to re-enter the United States. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.